Hamilcar watched Regulus from the aft deck and realized the Roman was still struggling with some internal conflict. The fleet from Gadir had arrived in Carthage only the day before and was currently restocking for the final leg to Lilybaeum in Sicily, while the transport fleet was also undergoing its final preparations. Hamilcar had persuaded Hanno to relinquish 20 elephants and 500 mercenaries from the Numidian campaign, and had arranged for Regulus to witness their arrival in the military port, the sight of the colossal animals giving Regulus a harsh reminder of his defeat at Tunis and the vulnerability of the legions to their power. Even the departure of the Alisar had been carefully engineered, the flagship sailing slowly past the massed galleys of the Gadir fleet, and although Hamilcar would have preferred to sail with his fleet, he had hastened his departure to Sicily in order to impress upon Regulus the inevitability of his task. The step closer to Rome, merely the first leg of a journey he would be honour-bound to take. Even in his own heart, Hamilcar knew that any peace treaty with Rome would be a charade. Only 25 years before, the two cities had been allies against Pyrrhus of Epirus, and a treaty had been signed wherein each city recognised the other's sphere of influence. That was before Rome blatantly ignored its terms and invaded Sicily, a Carthaginian domain, in a treacherous act that had precipitated the current conflict. By all that was right, and given their weakened state, Hamilcar believed he could impose a harsher treaty on Rome. But he had chosen his terms on the realisation that a more lenient approach would lead to a swifter conclusion. Carthage was fighting a war on two fronts against different enemies. This separation of its forces had already cost Hamilcar the army he had commanded at Tunis, a loss that would inevitably hamstring his efforts to finally defeat the Romans in Sicily, and one he had carefully hidden from Regulus. The key to the island was its cities, and while the most important of these were on the coast, they could not be taken from the seaward side alone. Any siege would have to include land-based forces, and so Hamilcar needed to buy time for Hanno to defeat the Numidians and release the army to his command. The war between Rome and Carthage would continue, but in the meantime the enemy would retreat from Sicily, and Hamilcar would be granted a golden opportunity to fortify the island against their inevitable return. Carthage had been ill-prepared when the Romans had first invaded Sicily, and had lost Agrigentum as a consequence. That mistake would not be repeated. Hamilcar left the aft deck and strode over to Regulus, who greeted him with an irritated expression, as if Hamilcar had interrupted an important conversation, and he felt his annoyance rise once more. "We will be in Lilybaeum tomorrow," he said, in an effort to draw Regulus into a discussion that would finalise his trip to Rome. "I will need more time to make my decision," Regulus replied, his tone one of hollow determination. Hamilcar kept his expression neutral, and he nodded to show his understanding, while underneath he fought an almost overwhelming urge to throttle Regulus. What concept of defeat did the Roman not understand? They were beaten. The Roman fleet was no more. What thread of reason was Regulus grasping that prevented him from accepting the benevolence of Hamilcar's offer? He decided to plant one last seed in Regulus's mind, one last piece of logic that might persuade the Roman to accept his proposal. "It has been a long war," he remarked, and Regulus nodded cautiously, surprised by Hamilcar's comment. "I will welcome peace when it comes," Hamilcar continued. "If nothing else, it will allow my city to regain the strength this war has cost her." Regulus nodded in agreement and looked beyond Hamilcar as the idea began to form in his mind. The opportunity that the Carthaginian spoke of would be available to Rome too. It would cost them little, merely a couple of cities that could be retaken when the time was right. Regulus unconsciously nodded as he carried the idea to its conclusion. Hamilcar saw the gesture, and he turned away, confident now that Regulus would do his bidding and carry his terms to his senate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?